Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
You know, how I came to our church in Maui was about 25, no, no more than that, 97. 97, I joined Kings Maui. And I was on the way to YWAM, Youth of the Mission, in Kona. But Pastor Ann came to visit church in Osaka, where I was working, serving as a full-time minister. But Pastor Ann came with team. And she said to me, no, don't go to YWAM, come to Maui. And I said, I didn't understand. I had no idea why she's saying like this. Because, you know, I didn't know about the church. And by the time, I was kind of worn out. I just wanted to go back to school. I just want to escape from, you know, being a minister. So I said, no, Pastor, you don't understand. I'm not serving the church. I'm going back to school. I'm going to get my degrees, and then thank you. But again, she was so insistent. So many times she called me, no, Miami, you come. You got to come on the way. On the way. Maui is on the way to Kona. So okay, Pastor, I'll stop by, you know, one day. I mean, maybe 2 days. But the moment I arrived in Maui, Pastor Ann said, oh, you have nothing to do, right? She took me her office. She gave me a bunch of jobs to do. Okay, you just, you know, sold this paper. This is a cell group, you know, reports. So you got to just do this. I had no idea about all this Hawaiian streets name. Do you know, have you ever been to Hawaii? Kafului, Wailuku, whatever the names, are so strange names. So what it is, I even didn't know. But that was Easter, 97. That Easter service, the Lord really spoke to me during the service. I was just only two, three days in Maui. Such as this time, you came to this place, nation, whatever. If you, you know, silence, you and your family are going to be perish. When I heard that, oh my gosh, this is serious. God is speaking to me. But I didn't tell Pastor Ann. I didn't tell Pastor Ann. I was being like a Jonah. I went back to YWAM. So 3 months after my school, my outreach was canceled somehow. So I had 2 months off. And Pastor Ann, my outreach is off. And I have something, you know, I can help you. And she says, yes, great, come. So 2 months, I helped. She prepared all this grammar, it's Japanese grammar, for my ride. Because I didn't have a car. All this grammar came with lunch, and then I had to go door-to-door, you know, which I never done before in my life. She says, go this street, go, knock at the door. Share Jesus on the street. And she gave me a list of Japanese people and to just call and visit. I mean, I was just really amazed. But the end of 2 months, Pastor Ann says, okay, what you going to do? You're going to go back to YWAM, I'm going to go stay here to start the Japanese ministry. She was so serious, okay? You know, she's very, very serious. Oh, I cannot just say, I was just thinking, and in the morning, I remember the Lord spoke to me, the word, Book of Esther. Pastor Ann, you know, 3 months ago, God spoke to me about the Book of Esther. I guess I got to stay. Good, she says. That's it, my life, since 97. But I had a student visa because I wanted to go to school. I didn't want to serve the Lord anymore at the church because Maui church is too big. I was very tired of working at the church. But I guess God's plan was different, you know, than my plan. And she says, okay, you need to go to school because you have to keep your visa. She called the Maui Community College, which is only one community college in Maui, only one. But she knows everybody, you know. She's so famous. So the day I got somehow, you know, all the tests, everything is free pass. I became a student. But because of that, I went to the school. I met Sayuri as the parents there. Then they had the word from the Lord to starting a church. And the other sister, American sister, was working on the Marine Corps base. We have a Iwakuni Marine Corps base right nearby, and she got the order as well. So we start the church with 4 people, and one more sister came. She was a piano teacher. She just got saved. She didn't have any place to go, but God showed her a dream. She was looking for, searching for the church, and she couldn't find any because our Japanese Christian population is only 1%, believe it or not, 1%. Less than 1% people going to the church regularly. This is amazing, you know, so small amount of, you know, people, and then so small amount of churches. So she prayed to God, God, I have no place to go. And then God showed her a dream. She says, many doors, many, many doors, hallway. And she opened the door, me show up. Mayumi, you show up. Hi, hi. Every door she opened, me show up. She said, what is this meeting? She said to me. That was one of the my confirmation. You know, I had to start the church. Because Pastor Morocco came a year later. And long story short, 97, 99, I had to go back because my visa ran out. So Pastor Morocco says, oh, I cannot get your visa. He says, why don't you start the church? I said, oh, no, no, no. it's no way. I don't want to do, you know. I was refusing. I was not really taking seriously the stories. But God showed me many, many the dreams and visions to other people, not me. But other people see the dreams and visions and all these pictures. And finally, I said, I guess I need to say yes to the Lord. But with four people, we start praying. We had a big map, whiteboard. We wrote down everything. We need the buildings, piano, drum set, and, you know, instruments and PA system. We wrote down everything. Guess what? God gave us everything except the drum player. We forgot to play for the drum prayer. We got the drum set, PA, everything for free. Everything. Because we went back, nothing. I had nothing, no office, nothing. So God was so gracious to us. So we started the church this way. Everything came, you know, through miracles of God. A lot of healings take place. A lot of so many deliverance, you know, which is, so many deliverance I had to go through. We pray for people. Demon went out and people got delivered. Praise God. Miracles, healing took place. So we have now three churches building in Iwakuni City, which is only 150,000, you know, populations. But now we're going to Yokohama, which is nearby Tokyo. And God spoke to us in the very beginning through Cindy Jacobs. She says, we're going to go to Hokkaido and then Okinawa. So two more to go. But we're believing. We believe from the very beginning God's going to give us. So God has given us the buildings. We own two buildings. One of the buildings, 1.6 acres land in Japan. I mean, so many miracles. This is like a Cyrus situation. God sent us Cyrus many, many times. One building we bought, he says, oh, if you buy this land, you know, you're not going to make any buildings. So landlord says, I'm going to loan my money, my personal money to you, to the church, he says. When we build the buildings, we are like $50,000 short. So the builder, which is, it's so, the builder talked to me, how are you going to get this, the rest of the money? Oh, well, I'm praying. So he says, okay, but you need money. He keeps asking me, yeah. God's going to provide for us. Don't worry. And finally, you know, he couldn't wait, I guess. He gave us $30,000 discount. And $10,000, the company president brought the cash on the day of dedication. This is a builder. I mean, on and on and on. God is so good. God is so good because we start, you know, prayer. Pastor Morocco taught us how to pray. Pastor Ann taught me to just, you know, be diligently prayer. Because when I started Japanese ministry, I said, Pastor, I need a computer to do. You know, you want me to do, you know, this work, so I need a computer. That's why you come to prayer meeting and pray, she says. She never gave us money to this now. She never, okay, I'll support you. She never said to us. But praise God, because I got trained this way to just trust the Lord from the beginning. I don't really trust the people. I don't need to trust Maui. I don't need to trust anybody else. God, He's so good. God is so good, you know, providing for us, healing for us, deliverance, and many, you know, his family got restored. God is so good. You know, you need to experience the goodness of the Lord. If you don't experience the goodness of the Lord, you always just, people get sidetracked and people just, you know, go somewhere else backsliding. But I just want to encourage you one word today. When I was praying for Alaska, I didn't know nothing about Alaska. But I remember one story of Canadian missionary came to our church years ago. He was amazed by Japanese businessman, salesman. He went to one of the Alaska native place. He saw a kikkoman shoy. So how many people know about kikkoman shoy? Kikkoman, right? A lot of people know, right? Shoyu, soy sauce, right? He was amazed. Wow, Japanese salesman even coming to this end of the earth to selling this kikkoman soy sauce. He was admiring, you know, Japanese salesman. I remember the stories. And then I check, what if really the Japanese salesman went? But it wasn't. True story was, can you show the one of the PowerPoint? I give you one. One of the guy, this man, Nicole, this guy, he's the one who went to one of the Alaska native tribe, and he had the dinner with them because they're eating the raw meat, right? Raw meat and fish. So he came to Japan years ago. He tasted the goodness of shoyu. So he felt, I have to share this shoyu to Alaska native people. So before he went to this village, he went to Canada. He bought the kikkoman shoyu and he went share this kikkoman shoyu to these people. Amazing. So I researched the name of the tribes. Yes, they are enjoying the kikkoman shoyu. And then I look at the kikkoman shoyu company. Oh, this is amazing too. More amazing. They're like over 350 years ago, they built this, you know, the company. But they had that dream. They wanted to share soy sauce to American people first. So what they did, they wanted to just, you know, people to taste the goodness of shoyu. They just want to, you know, taste. So what they did, they start selling the sample at the supermarket. So they start making thousands of recipes with American food. Do you know butter and soy sauce? You can make a popcorn. Butter, soy, shoyu, popcorn. I know it's a strange, huh? But please try. It's really good. If you eat the salmon with butter and shoyu, it's really good. So, like this kikkoman presented thousands of recipes to American people and then start tasting the goodness of shoyu. So not only that, these people, those who work, you know, salesmen, so wanted to have a desire, a strong desire to share this goodness of shoyu to American people. Isn't that amazing? So strong desire. You know, I thought about, oh, we're Christian. You know, we know the goodness of the Lord. We have to have a strong desire to share this goodness of the Lord to people. Right? And what they did is so creative. They're so dedicated. This, I admire, yes, Japanese salesman is very dedicated because I used to work at the, right after college, I worked at the pharmaceutical company. They don't sleep. Those salesmen don't sleep. When they go home, they're still working. And they just go, come early in the morning, and they just work for numbers. So that's why my company used to be a number one, you know, pharmaceutical company. But I know these guys are working so hard. This is so devoted. So I believe that our Christian, Japanese Christian, are going to be like that too. So that's why I need the children to be saved. It is, you know, children need to, you know, get saved and then be a, you know, salesman for Jesus Christ. You know, school's so different too, America and Japan. I was amazed at the Kahumanuho High School. Pastor Ann told me to go teach Japanese at high school when I was in Maui, which I didn't want to. But anyway, Pastor Ann said, no, you go teach. Amazing. You know, the kids, they don't respect the teacher. They're walking around, they're eating something, they're doing all kinds of stuff. And then I say, Pastor Ann, I'm quitting. You know, I don't like this, you know, the American kids. They don't respect teacher. And then after the ring bells, they leave. No Japanese kids. But Pastor Ann says, you have to make a rules, own rules. What? Japanese school has a rules. Why teacher needs to make a rules? No, no, here, you need to make your own rules for those kids. I learned a lot too. But, you know, goodness of the Lord. We have to share. So that's why, you know, these people, Kikuman people, and this, you know, one of the writer share. Well, number one, they had a strong desire. They want them to taste. There's a scripture. Next one, the Psalm, yes, 34:8. Taste and see the Lord is good. Taste and see the Lord is good. Remember this scripture today, Kikkoman and these stories. But you gotta experience the goodness of the Lord. If you don't experience the goodness of the Lord, you can't even share, right? But if you know, don't know the experience, the goodness of the Lord, you share with them. If you don't know that yet, you seek for it. The word says many places, you know, seek and knock, right? Ask, seek, knock. God will give it to you, Holy Spirit. If you keep asking and seeking, you experience healings. You experience the provision. You experience the deliverance, the problems, your family going to be solved. But a lot of people don't seek. A lot of people don't, experience the goodness of the Lord. But God is good. He is good. No matter what things happening you're going through, God is good. That's why you got to experience the goodness of God. But if you know somebody don't know the goodness of the Lord, you cherish that. Just like this salesman. God is good. You know, just like Heather told us, this is good. Alaska Kids Ministry, good. Pastor, you got to come and see. Okay. You know, I'm so thankful we're here. I'm so thankful because we took a step of faith and God provided for everything. This is one of miracles too. I believe that our kids' ministry is going to be changed. I believe that one of the day we're going to bring the our kids to this place to see, you know, your ministry. Amen. I just want to encourage you, experience the goodness of the Lord and share the goodness of the Lord. And look at that. See, it says, see, good. God is good. Only focus on the goodness of the Lord. Although you go through, you know, depression time. Just remember that God is good. Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for this time. Thank you, Father, for you are so good. I ask you, Father, help them, people, to know, God, you are so good. I ask you, your word is going to be permeate in the people's life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to King's Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you.